Thousands of the men who cross the border legally and illegally make a living doing day labor. They wait on street corners near do-it-yourself stores, hoping to find work. Now, the first nationwide study of day laborers is painting a picture of their lives. We spoke with Abel Valenzuela, associate professor at UCLA and one of the three authors of the study. He said they came up with some unexpected findings.
Two of the most important findings were that the geographic distribution of day labor is really impressive. Prior to this study, we knew that there were many day laborers, right? We knew there were in New York and Los Angeles and in a few other outposts in this country. But we find that day laborers are really all over the place. You can find them in Huntsville, Alabama, for example, Las Vegas. Atlanta has a large population of day laborers, as does the D.C. region. The second has to do with the widespread abuses that day laborers come across in their search for work. For example, one in two day laborers, 49%, have experienced an instance of wage theft. That is, they'll work for the day, and at the end of the day, the employer will just not pay them. 48% of day laborers have experienced an instance of underpayment, and that happens quite frequently.
And who are those employers? Who's actually driving the trucks that come by and pick up the day laborers?
These are mostly residential construction contractors. They comprise 43% of all employers. Surprisingly, 49% of all employers are homeowners / renters, individuals who have a need for labor to perhaps help them dig a ditch in their backyard or paint or prep the house for a paint job or perhaps clean out the garage. So we find that across the country, half of all employers are homeowners and renters. And many homeowners are pulling the equity out of their homes and reinvesting with room additions, new kitchens, bathrooms. And so they are able to visit, for example, home improvement stores where many day laborers gather.
What percentage of them have legal immigration status?
We find that 25% of day laborers in our study have documents to be in this country. We also find that another 11% of these men have pending authorization. That is, they've applied for either a temporary resident card or a permanent resident card. And so their status is unclear, but they may very well become legal residents in this country.
How much do they earn on average? And I'm wondering if there's an incentive for them to stay in the day labor market if they actually earn more as day laborers than they would if they had a more traditional job.
Well, day labor is infrequent, right? It's also a very insecure market. So we asked day laborers how much they earned during the past month, for example. And we find that the median earnings during a good month is about $1,400. During a bad month, it drops to $500. So even if you were to combine many more good months with bad months, you're still going to find many day laborers who are at or below the poverty threshold. And that just won't allow them to survive very well in places like New York or Los Angeles. So many of these men do live impoverished.
Since this was the first study of day laborers, national study of day laborers, I'm wondering if you've been able to paint a picture of who these workers are, what their lives are like, what they do when they're not working.
Well, you know, they're extremely hardworking men. They're extremely thoughtful and considerate when you speak to them. Many of them have families. Many of them have children that were born in this country, and so their children are U.S. citizens. They attend church on a regular basis. They participate in sports clubs. It's a time-honored tradition. Looking for work on street corners isn't new to this population of immigrants, nor is it new to the United States. Dock workers in New York, for example, looked for work in this manner. They called them shape-ups or shape-up sites, and dock workers became the Longshoremen Union.
Professor Valenzuela, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Abel Valenzuela is the director for the Center for the Study of Urban Poverty at UCLA.